AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden met virtually with infant formula company executives on the continuing shortages in the U.S.
I became aware of this problem sometime in early April, about how intense it was. And so we did everything in our power from that point on, and that's all I can tell you right now.
Robert Cleveland, a senior vice president at Reckitt, the maker of Enfamil, says his company and others knew from the start the Abbott plant shutdown would be trouble.
We knew from the very beginning this would be a very serious event.
More shipments from other countries have been arranged. Biden is pushing manufacturers to increase production in the U.S. The Abbott plant, shut down in February because of bacterial contamination, has not yet restarted production. A jury in Virginia awards Johnny Depp $10.3 million in his libel lawsuit against ex-wife Amber Heard, vindicating his stance that Heard fabricated claims in a 2018 Washington Post op-ed that she was abused by Depp before and during their brief marriage. The jury also found in favor of Heard, saying she was defamed by Depp's lawyer when he called her abuse allegations a hoax. The jury awarded her $2 million in damage. For the first time, a woman is the chief of a U.S. military service. AP Sagar Magani has more.
And it's about time.
President Biden saluting Admiral Linda Fagan, the Coast Guard's new commandant and the first female armed forces chief.
We mean when we say there are no doors closed to women.
And says while Fagan is the first, she cannot be the last. The president says the nation will call on the Coast Guard more often to face climate change and other challenges. Fagan says the service will respond.
You are the world's best Coast Guard. I am honored and humbled to serve alongside you as we look to the future.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. A double funeral today in Uvalde, Texas, for Robb Elementary School teacher Irma Garcia, killed in the shooting, and her husband Joe, who died 2 days later from a heart attack. Funerals were held yesterday and last night for two of the 19 children killed in the attack. The funerals were stretched into the middle of this month. The school police chief says he is cooperating with investigators.
Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo tells CNN he's talking daily with investigators. That contradicts claims from state law enforcement that he has stopped cooperating. The chief communications officer with the Texas Department of Public Safety said Tuesday Arredondo had not responded to DPS requests for 2 days. State officials have said that 19 police officers waited outside the classroom where Salvador Ramos had opened fire, despite repeated pleas from children calling 911 for help. I'm Mike Hempen.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.